morning.
Now, just to make it completely confusing for me and everybody else, we've got another Donna from Highton on the phone. Good morning, other Donna.
Good morning.
All right, Mark and I will step back. As you know, Donna, do your thing.
Okay, good morning, Donna. You must be an awesome person, by the way. It's nice
of
to meet you.
You too, Donna.
Okay, all I ask is no legs crossed. Take a deep breath, hold it for three, let it out. Right, I'm going to give you a bit of a medium reading this morning. Okay, now, I feel Mum wants to come through and say hi. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Ready? No, first off, she's showing me the numeral three. Just bear with me. Right, have you got three children?
Yes.
Okay. Righty. Oh, that's just her acknowledging you. Okay, just bear with me. I do pick up a bit of confusion around your mum and a little bit of pressure in the head. I don't know what that means.
Yeah, no, I don't know either, yeah.
Okay, do you know if she was a little bit confused? Was she doped up towards the end, like on painkillers, drugs?
Yes, very much so,
okay,
yes.
That could be what that is. Yeah, look, she hated it. She told me she absolutely hated it because I feel like she was always she was the type of person that always wanted to be in control, if that makes sense, and towards the end.
Yes.
Okay. Were you actually with her when she passed?
Yes. Yeah.
Right, because she says thank you. Are you actually holding her hand?
Yeah.
She says thank you. Okay. She's telling me she was very, very, very strong-willed and she didn't want to leave. Does that make sense?
Yes, that is correct.
And she's very stubborn.
Yes.
Now, picking up with your mum, I'm getting a lot of discomfort below the rib area. You know, it's like I'm on the verge of heartburn, indigestion type thing. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay, yeah. I actually feel like she was covering it up. I actually feel she was quite unwell or put up with it for quite a while before she actually got it looked at. Does that make sense? But she's telling me she kept it quiet.
Yes, that would be right.
She's telling me she was covering it up. She's very, very proud of you, though. You need to hear that. She's very proud of you. I actually feel she's telling me that you've got past regrets where she's concerned. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah, you've got to stop it. It's like she's stamping her feet and saying, stop it, stop it. There was nothing you could do. She's actually telling me you already bent over backwards for her. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. And just quickly, she's showing me one of them, you know, them half aprons that you used to tie around your waist?
Yes.
Okay. Did she, often wear them?
She wore them. She made them and her own creations and wore them at her place of work.
Okay, right. Because she's showing me like they're real
many
pretty.
Many years ago.
Yeah, real pretty with the frills on the bottom and everything like that.
Yeah.
Okay. And just quickly, who loved the Avon Talc?
That's my nan.
Okay. Because she's just quickly come, flitting in as well. You're very, very sensitive and you're very intuitive. You need to really start tapping into your gut. You really do, and listening to it. Your mum is always around you. So she says she's only a whisper away. I don't know what that means. She says she's only a whisper away.
Okay.
Okay, I hope all that made sense.
Yes, thank you. Thank you very much.
That's another lovely reading. Donna, you do a wonderful job. How can you're welcome. How can our listeners get a reading with you?
Just through the website, donnasdoorway.com.au.